This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Good morning. Today, we received great news for our economy and our recovery and for the American people. COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
Welcome. Oh, man. Captain Demento. Joey. Joey Demento. Joe Biden, boy. Hey, lefties, if you're listening to the program, and I know you do, you listen underground. It's okay. You can admit it. But if that's your leader, whoo, man, what an idiot. Deaths are up. We can rejoice. Cases are down, but the deaths are up. Britain, this is what they said of him, because Biden's going to either go in there or he's over there. But it was an anonymous Tory member, and they said this: America should remember who their allies are. Unfortunately, Biden is so senile that he probably won't remember what we tell him anyway. Unless an aide is listening, I'm not sure he's going to remember for very long. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. And I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Not the Kevin Jackson, just Kevin Jackson. Here's what's funny about that little clip there. Aside from Biden just being an idiot, but what the Brits said, they know he's senile. What I want you to understand is people around the world know Biden as a bumbling fool. The left think they think they're keeping it a secret. It's fun to watch him because, he's very lucid, and they bring him out for stuff, and then he says stupid stuff like that. And there's some others. We got other clips of Biden. Liars. They don't want to let you know what's really going on with Joe Biden when he has to get tucked away. His problem, his mental brain disease kicks in pretty good in the evening. Oh, you know, I heard they found they're doing the first treatment of Alzheimer's. I pray that works for a lot of people. I really do. What a debilitating disease. Well, you don't even know who you're married to or that you have kids, things like that. Very. Wow. I mean, think about the things that could happen to you in your life. But when you think of that, that's pretty scary. Now, for some of us, it might be good. Leftists probably look at Alzheimer's and go, why would I want to take that pill? I don't want to remember the crap I did, how stupid I was. I could see leftists going, stop with the Alzheimer's research. But not me. I have a vibrant life. I want to remember it, good and bad. My mother dying, I don't remember much about it. Traumatic, though, the little bit that I do remember. But, man, I'm okay with it. You make peace with things and you move forward. That's how you grow. Leftists can't grow. They just can't. They don't reflect on things and say, in retrospect, they've forgotten it. They move forward. I had a guy, he absolutely tried to make my life miserable, and I had tried to help this dude. Gave him a job. His girlfriend was pregnant, 8 months pregnant, gave him a job. He got arrested while he went to go run an errand, do his job for us. He got arrested. We've kept his job open for 6 months while he served out his sentence for kidnapping, by the way, and brought him back. He made more money than his social worker. And he accused me of being a bad employer. Said we didn't pay him for overtime and all this. His social worker was beside herself. She was like, he had every opportunity. Do you know I found that dude on Facebook? He doesn't even remember me. I bailed him out of jail. I kept his job for 6 months. We took care of his kid once his girlfriend had the baby because she had to go to work. And I could list, he made more money than working for me than he did at any point in his miserable criminal life. And I could go on. And when I found him on Facebook, he goes, I don't remember you, man. I'm sorry. Now, he could have had amnesia, or maybe he has Alzheimer's, but wow. Are you serious? You don't remember me? And I said, okay, no problem. Melissa goes, well, here's the thing. People that are like him, they use people for the moment. They don't remember you. For all intents and purposes, he does have Alzheimer's. He doesn't want to remember you. That's what I'm saying. Leftists don't want to remember. They don't want to reflect. They don't want to learn. Yeah, man. So the Brits, the jig is up. They know what's going on with Biden. So does every other country. He's going to meet with Putin. Did you hear what Biden? Well, Putin's going to get a dose of whatever the dose is, the dosages of the things that you give doses for, and I'll make sure of that. Has anybody got my dose? I don't remember what he said, but it was as stupid as what I just said. It made no sense. I'm going to give Putin his own medicine that, you know, he could take when he's medicating. It was along those lines. I'm not even kidding. Google it, or Bing it, or whatever you use. Look it up. Talked a lot about Dr. Fauci today, the fraud of medicine on the hot seat. And he can't handle it, man. He's upset about being on the hot seat. Yeah, the latest figures of the CDC are out. This injection, I don't know if you guys have seen this, 4,863 adults and children have been recorded dying after receiving one of the experimental COVID injections. And you know what we found out? Fauci knew about it. Fauci's been working on probably cures and all kinds of stuff for this disease that they were planning to unleash in the economy. They did it in an effort to get rid of Trump. They succeeded in that regard. But they're going to lose the war. That's what I keep contending. They will lose the war. He said, I'm reading this. Fauci spent over a year publicly dismissing the theory that COVID-19 originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But more than a year ago, he briefed world leaders that the virus may have leaked from the lab. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said this. I was told at the time, back in the spring of 2020, that Fauci had gone over a meeting of the with leaders of the world health leaders in Europe around the World Health Assembly and actually briefed them on the information that they were looking for, that this could have been a potential lab leak, and that the strain looked unusual. He knew. Gottlieb said that on CBS News Face the Nation over the previous weekend. He says, so those discussions were going on. I was told by a very senior official in the Trump administration, says, and I've reconfirmed that conversation. That happened, you know, at the time, contemporaneously, with that meeting over a year ago. He knew.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Media is not going to tell you everything. They don't want you to know it. Mass protests all over the world regarding the lockdowns. We covered it at the time, but it's kind of gone away. But people are still upset, fighting for their freedom. America is still exporting freedom. I want you to understand that. There are now mass protests against the vaccine, travel restrictions, having to get it, and so on and so forth. Why? I say again, people want their lives back. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You want yours back, don't you? Can you even fathom pre-Wu flu, pre-Kung flu? Just go back. It isn't that long ago. You spent 50, 60, maybe even 70 plus years. I don't know. Well, Ruth is in her 90s. Ruth spent over 90 years knowing freedom. In the last year, she's had more freedom taken from her than her whole life. And she's lost in her entire life. And she's 90-something. You know, my sugar mama Ruth in Florida. Many of you 67 years old. Friends of mine. I know you. You were my, you know, friends. You, I worked for you, with you, whatever. You, maybe you were my coach. A lot of my friends listen to the show. All three of them. But you've watched our freedom just slip and slip and slip. You want your life back. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Albert, thanks for the well wishes on my voice. My voice has no issue other than I'm using it too much, and so it got strained the other day. But I've got to settle down because I like when my voice is very deep and sexy like that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you guys. That's a terrible thing for me to do, to get into sexy voice mode. But no, seriously, when I'm talking all the time, because I'm in meetings on top of meetings and all these other things, and it's just, so you just get, you know, just get, your voice gets tired. It's like any other muscle. Biden and the other leftists, folks, they want you to believe that they gave you your sovereignty back. They gave us our freedom back. We didn't earn it. It wasn't ours. It was theirs to give, not ours. And you know what did it? The vaccine, of course. It's no longer Trump's. It belongs to Biden. But I would say to Trump, let him have it. Let him have it. See, you did what you did to get rewarded so you could get freedom so they could say, are you okay? I see you listened to me. You did what I told you. I know that shot will kill you later, or it could kill you. I have now total control over you to track you. But you did what I told you, so I'm going to let you live a little longer till I do my next oppressive move. You know, when it morphs, which it's already morphed, right? The Indian version of this whole thing. You heard about the India vaccine? Yeah, let me tell you what's going on in India. Listen to this.
A vaccination team consisting of 8 people had gone to Jain's Unhail area, which was attacked by the locals with lathis. During the attack, one of the vaccination team member was injured. Around 150 villagers attacked the vaccination team as they were not willing to take a jab. The villagers made a bizarre claim that people are dying after getting vaccinated and they were against.
Let's focus on the coronavirus crisis also this morning. What we are getting you now is a shocking video from a vaccination team in Madhya Pradesh's Ujjain being attacked by villagers. A vaccination team of 8 people in Ujjain's Unhail were attacked by locals with lathis. During the attack, one person also was unfortunately injured. Around 150 villagers attacked the vaccination team as they were not willing to take the jab. They did not want to get vaccinated. The villagers make this bizarre claim that people are dying after getting vaccinated and so they are against it. They even said that since they're all healthy, they don't see a reason why they should be inoculated. A case has now been registered against 4 perpetrators. The video footage of this attack is being probed. The police is looking into all the others who were involved in the attack.
Okay, so that's the news. But what are you hearing? You're hearing that, this Indian version is coming to America, and you better be scared. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You're supposed to be scared. But Indians, the ones who are supposed to be... pardon me, who are dropping like flies, they're the ones that are saying, we do not want this. We don't want this vaccine. It's weird, right? They're dying over there. 28.8 million cases of Wu flu, 347,000 deaths. This is a country that has over 1 billion people, and they have half the deaths of the United States. But we're supposed to be panicked at what's going on. Are you panicked? That's less than in the U.S., folks. We have over 600,000 and counting cases of Wu flu and a fraction of the number of people in India. Maybe they don't have quite the media presence that we have. Here's their media telling you the truth, that villagers don't want the shot. They don't want to get the jab. They're not wanting to get the jab. Our numbers are going down, right? Isn't that what Biden's reported the other day? The numbers are going down, but more people are dying. So, look, we can go into the numbers, but it doesn't really matter. I already told you guys before, the numbers are liars. They're lies, outliers of whatever the narrative is. Don't believe the hype. The numbers are flatly lying. The bigger thing is this. They want you to believe that everywhere in the world, we're shipping our extra over to India and to Africa and all these third world countries. Where, guess what? They don't want it either. They don't need to ship it to Africa because countries like Malawi are already giving out hydrochloroquine, $3 a pop, and they say in a country of 28 million people, they've had less than 20 cases of the Wu flu. We don't need your vaccines, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, whoever wants to take credit for it. So as I watch this Indian video of these people attacking them with lattes, which I think are either like some kind of a stick or a machete, attacking these people wanting to give them the jab. And I'm thinking to myself, where else is this occurring? Where else are people going, nope, I'm not getting that. Because they're not seeing this death and devastation. They're not bombarded with the crooked media that we have that does nothing except set the narratives. They're not living and breathing on Facebook and Twitter and hanging on every word of this fake news crap that goes on every day. You're just people living their lives and they're going, why should I get this shot? Now, keep in mind, these are cultures that are used to doing what the government tells them. But here's my curiosity. Are we winning? Because I predict we are. I believe all over the world people are going, uh-uh. Don't want it, don't need it. Why would I do something that will stop me from possibly being able to work? There, again, think about this. With half the world living on less than $5 a day, everything they do, every moment of their lives is around subsistence. How do I keep myself and my family alive? Would you take that chance? I don't think they are. I think many of these people have said, no way, no how. But India is the only place I've seen this video. How many places in India is that occurring? What about other countries? Again, I keep asking these same questions. This is the curiosity of the intelligent mind. We got a lot to talk about crime when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas.
Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party. On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News. As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
And here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
To downtown Chicago this weekend, but there is growing concern after at least two shootings damaged businesses and another shootout nearly killed a man. CBS 2's Stephen Graves joins us live from the Loop. He is looking into those crime numbers and talking to people who witnessed the gunfire and chaos. Stephen.
Emory, one guy, a tourist, tells me that he watched the aftermath of a shooting from his hotel window right behind me. Another man says he watched frantic crowds flipping over tables in another shooting. All this happening as businesses here are trying to attract people and really make a comeback. Around 2 this morning in downtown Chicago.
We can see it right from our room.
A shootout at Wabash and Wacker outside this hotel.
Consecutive, probably like at least 10 or 15 rounds.
A man shot in the back, lying by a nearby street pole. A bullet hitting a restaurant window.
We hit the deck and laid low.
It was this witness's first trip to the city.
It's a crazy world and stuff, and it'd be nice to have a little bit of peace in our own backyard.
But also on the bustling Printers Row in nearby South Loop.
Saw people running from patios, running inside.
More gunfire hours earlier around 10 Saturday night.
Saw tables getting flipped over.
This nearby worker saw the chaos on South Dearborn after someone fired one shot of many toward a restaurant. And in the path of that bullet, this patio area with people sitting here. But as you can see, that barrier just stopped it.
It's been too many months of staying inside. And we want to get outside, and it's not safe outside. It's just too bad. It hurts.
These two shootings add to the 10 this year in the Central Police District. There were only 4 this time last year. Just last month, a targeted shooting in a near North parking garage. Days later, a man reported attacking women with a rifle in hand in the Loop, both in broad daylight in the morning hours.
We're coming out of a really, really struggling year, a real tough year to bounce back. Every customer is valuable to us.
It comes as the Loop sees life inching toward normalcy. Office spaces are filling up. Foot traffic from tourists is making a clear and apparent comeback.
When something like this happens, you know, it just makes you wonder if we're setting ourselves back.
Right now, Chicago police assure me that they have what they call sufficient patrols in place, not only downtown, but across the city. Right now, we also know that no one is in custody for this shooting that left a man seriously hurt.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did you catch the last part of that? Chicago police have sufficient patrols? Really? So they haven't defunded the police, huh? How about that defund the police crap? How about them cowboys? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I tell you, when you listen to these clips we play all the time, Don't think about the story itself. The story is not the important thing. It's the metaphor of the story. Metaphor for leftism. Crime, poverty, hopelessness, faithlessness, etc. That's what you should be listening for. That's what we're talking about here. Two shootouts in one day in Chicago. By the way, folks, pay attention. The 71st most deadly city in the country. I talk about Chicago. You would think the way I talk about it, it's number one. It's number 71. Months of staying inside, the guy said. People want to get out. They're anxious. See, we are very communicable. We are people that, a species that wants to move around. We want to be out. But what did? They locked us down. And when they locked you down, they took away your money. And government goes, well, we'll give you your money. But let me tell you, all the money in the world isn't worth your freedom. People had all this pent-up stuff. Come on, man. I got to do something. And I tell you, they're concerned. I told you the other day. They're concerned about summer. Not just in Chicago. In every major city in this country, the police force is saying this. Well, you guys know what happens during summer. They're warning. There's going to be a lot more crime. It's going to be ugly. 10 shootings in the Central Police District in Chicago for the previous year. For those doing the math, that's a 250% uptick. You would think if you were solving problems, you'd go, let's figure out what's going on. But the left, remember I told you they're the lunatics. They say, let's defund the police. That'll solve our crime problem. Did I say crime? I said crime. It sounded like I said crime. Broad daylight shootings. In a city that, well, firearms, they aren't supposed to have these firearms. Let's hear about your discussion of guns, right? It's all about the guns. It's all about the crazy. Oh, Chicago police, we will have sufficient patrols. For how long? And what are you going to do? You're afraid to shoot anybody. You're afraid to react. Here's another report on Chicago violence, just to round this out.
Policing in these neighborhoods, also holding prayer vigils continuously so far in the past few months for people who have been shot and killed in Chicago. These leaders in these neighborhoods across the city are trying to do everything they can to curb crime. But coming off of yet another violent weekend here in the city, Chicago police are working on new tactics. Shell casings and crime scene tape line the street in the city's Burnside neighborhood, marking the spot where at least 8 people were shot around 4 o'clock this morning after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd at a party on the city's south side.
There was a lot of people and a lot of shooters, so they didn't know which direction to run or where to hide.
Donovan Price is a street pastor. He tells me he was listening to calls over the police scanner and went out to the scene on 89th and Cottage Grove overnight.
Because there were people coming up shot in the leg and people this and that. Some people even shot still walking around. It's so chaotic. Everyone's looking for people. Which hospital did they go to?
Investigators say those shots were fired from a silver sedan. 6 men and 2 women among the wounded. More than half of the people injured are in serious to critical condition.
One girl I remember there last night was just crying the entire time, asking for a phone. I can't even call my mother. I can't even call for a ride. She said she heard bullets going past her head.
The mass shooting, one of several crime scenes across Chicago. The city preparing for the summer months.
This is just the intro.
This afternoon, community leaders gathering at this anti-violence rally. Their goal, at least one summer day without any crime. Launching a youth mentorship program focused on making change and curbing crime. Now, following this violent weekend, as we continue to tally up those shootings, including the fatal shootings, at least 5 killed just since Friday night so far, investigators with Chicago police, including Superintendent David Brown, plan to hold a press conference tomorrow morning to talk more about their summer violence plans. As always, if anyone has any information on any of these shootings, you're asked to call Chicago police.
So we are through the week. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're well into this week, getting ready for another weekend in Chicago. The violence there was outrageous the previous weekend. I'm just getting around to really dealing with it. I mean, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but again, as a metaphor, doesn't matter when. For the record, it isn't like the weekend, the violence in Chicago is only on the weekends. It's happening during the week, too. The only difference is people are busy. They're working 8 hours. They go home, they go to sleep, so it's less. On the weekend, when these leftists start stirring around, that's when you're at your most dangerous. That's when you're in the middle of Fallujah, Iraq. That's when it's ugly for people. This lady said, another violent weekend, and in one incident, 8 people were shot. But she says that the city of Chicago is going to try some new tactics. Well, what are you going to try that's new? I'm curious. And when does the light come on? Because see, I'm going to tell you this. Here's it. And don't tell anybody. Don't y'all tell anybody, okay? This is our secret. This coming weekend, there's going to be a lot of violence and death in Chicago, okay? Don't tell anybody. Yeah, it's a well-kept secret. The 71st most dangerous city. What do you think Baltimore is getting ready for? What do you think Cleveland and Cincinnati and Detroit? What do you think they're getting ready for? Hot fun in the summertime. 6 men and 2 women are in critical condition. Lives changed forever. That in that silver sedan that drove by and shot them, were there any cops? I'm just curious. The solution they're working on is to do what, folks? What? Make sure that there are sufficient police patrols. I thought police hunted and killed black folks. So the community leaders, the people who constantly vote for these leftists, who voted in Lori Lightfoot, who voted in Rahm Emanuel before him, who voted in Daley before that, etc. These are the people that are going to get together and they're going to solve the problem. One summer day. Can we just have one summer day without crime? You want me to give you the short answer? Nope. You have these amoral, non-God-loving creatures who are hell-bent on violence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a meme. It's funny bad, but it's also very funny. So I want you to do this picture. There's a girl in the ring, obvious girl, and she's on the receiving end of a punch. It's a UFC match. And the girl who's punching her looks like a dude. I mean, she has got biceps. I won't say she was better. She's better built than I was when I was a fighter. But she's a very intimidating looking woman. Finger quotes. And here's what the meme reads: Karen couldn't think of Karen couldn't think of a single reason why men who identify as women shouldn't compete in women's sports. And then it hit her.
It's just too funny.
This may be one of those things you got to see, but this girl is just smacking her right in the face. Well, I say this girl, this transsexual man to woman. Here's what I love about being a man. So you got this transsexual woman, man who transferred to be a woman, and it's fraught with all kinds of problems for women. They're winning beauty contests. They're becoming woman of the year. They're kicking their butts in sports. Who knows? I mean, they're now redefining what a woman is. Now, let's say there's a woman trapped in a man's body, and she transfers and becomes a man. We don't complain. There is no penis envy. There's none of it. Fine. And you, if they enter into our contest, we're like, whatever, bring them. Bring them on over. We don't care. I just love being a guy because I don't have to care. See, a woman transferring into a man, she will never, repeat, never be more man than a man. Never. So, bring it. Let her become a Chippendale. Let her, what is it to men? Let her enter sports? You think any man is concerned about a woman who transfers over to be a man and we're like, oh my God, there it goes. Woo! Men's sports, it's over. Maybe she'll be more sensitive. He will be more sensitive or something, but we don't care. I'm going to make you a bet. Most conservative women, they don't care if a man transfers over to be a woman. You want to know why? Because conservative women know what it's like to be a real woman. They say, oh, come on over, guys, and fake it. See, they have the same attitude that guys have about a transsexual woman becoming a man. They say, bring it. Bring, if you think you can handle this here, come on. And women are the same way. Conservative women are like, you know what? You might outrun me. You might outfight me. But you will never outwoman me. Let me tell you, conservative women feel the same way about real men. They're like, don't bother, guys. They don't want a dude to be a woman. They want a guy to be a guy. And they want him to be all guy. Oh, he can have a sensitive side. They want him to have emotion, but they want a protector. They don't want some pansy. And that's why they're comfortable. They know what they excel at and what we excel at, and they are fine with it. No matter how it looks, they're fine with it. Not these lefty women, no. And they're the ones that are bringing the wrath of man, of these transsexual men onto them. And then we got to bail them out. We are the ones bailing them out. It's always that way, though, isn't it? Conservatives bailing out the left for some lame brain idea. We got to bail them out for the violence I talked about earlier. We're going to bail them out for this woo-flu nonsense and global climate change. And we're not going to bail them out over Fauci the fraud. So he's just going to have to live. That's just part of their legacy, is a leprechaun fraud man. But Governor Ron DeSantis out of Florida revealed exactly where the NCAA and the woke corporations can shove it. He said, if you don't like Florida's efforts to protect girls' sports from transgender athletes, we don't need you here. You need us more than we need you. Florida is a beautiful state, and there are times of the year where it is one of the only places you might even want to be. And DeSantis is making a bet. He's like, we're not Cleveland or Ohio. Actually, Ohio's a nice country, nice state. I'll get it out. So what's the background? DeSantis signed into law Fairness in Women's Sports Act. You would think, folks, that the feminist movement would be celebrating conservative women. They'd be celebrating you. Trump voters. You'd think they would be like, oh, man, you know, hard to believe they're stepping up for women. Fairness in women's sports. It prohibits biological males who identify as transgender females from competing on female sports teams. There's a part of me that wishes DeSantis hadn't done it, because you do want leftism to play itself out. I would love to see a, quote, all women's sports team made up of nothing but transsexuals. Men to women. Just so we could rub their noses in it. Because I laugh at them all the time. I love it. When I go to meet a feminist, I go, oh, yeah. Yeah. The definition of woman, sure thing. So, you're so good at it, even our transsexuals beat you. Yeah. The purpose of the law, according to DeSantis, is to protect the integrity of women's sports. The bill that we're doing today will ensure fairness for women athletes for years to come in the state of Florida. It says that athletic teams or sports that are designated for females are open to females. And we're going to go based off of biology. In other words, science! She blinded me with science! Boo, boo, boo! Oh, man. It's so common sense. But the transsexual community, the LGBT community, will, oh, it's so they're transphobic. No, they're not. What's that got to do with transphobia? I'm just putting that out there. You've seen it, watching these male athletes just smoke the women. I remember this lady ran the quarter. I can't remember her country. It was a Slavic-based country. She ran a quarter mile in 48 seconds. She was blazing for a woman. And I remember watching this chick, and she looked like a dude. There's another one right now that runs the 800. Looks like a dude. But this woman ran the quarter. She was with, it was somewhere in like the Soviet Union, the then Soviet Union. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. It looked like a dude, and she had a 5 o'clock shadow mustache. It was so obvious this chick was doping. It was ridiculous. And the Russians are, no, she is old woman. Old woman. No, there's nothing wrong with her. She's old woman. It was like, what? There's nobody that could try to pull that off except the Russians and the Democrats, of course. So, they asked the question, how did DeSantis respond to corporate pressure? Speaking with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, DeSantis said he called the bluff of these organizations like the NCAA. The NCAA, the sanctioning body for most collegiate athletes, threatened to withdraw events from the state that passed laws preventing biological males who identify as transgender females from competing in women organized sports. Recalling his response to the NCAA threats, DeSantis made it clear that the pressure would not work. To hell with these events, he said. He says, I remember the NCAA putting out a statement saying that any state that enacts this, we're not going to hold events there. So I called the Speaker of the House in Florida and I said, did you hear what they said? And he said, like, yeah. I said, we definitely got to get this done. We can't be cowed by organizations or particularly by woke corporations for doing the right thing, DeSantis explained. And he said, protecting women's athletics is important. It's worth the cost of losing NCAA events. You like this guy, don't you? I like this guy. I've met Governor DeSantis a couple times. Look, I'm going to tell you this. This is what I can honestly tell you about him. This guy doesn't put on for anybody. He doesn't wear a nice suit. In fact, DeSantis, when I saw him last, it was like, Governor, you certainly got a better looking suit than that. He was with his wife. And he is so unpretentious. It's actually very refreshing to see somebody like him. I hope everybody gets a chance to meet him. He's certainly going to have a prominent role in politics.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.